Well, first of all, he says a lot of things. He says a lot of things that are provocative, that actually make the important task of building this coalition, bringing everybody to the table and defeating terrorism more difficult.
Why?
Well, for example, when he says bar all Muslims from coming to the United States, that sends a signal to majority Muslim nations, many of whom we have to work with in order to defeat terrorism, some of whom are already among our strongest allies in this fight. It sends a message of disrespect, and it sends a message that makes the situation inside those countries more difficult for them to go all in the way we need them to go all
and
in.
And to the Americans that message resonates with, where they say, well, these attackers always do seem to be Muslim, and they're coming in here. And Comey, who's in charge of vetting them, says he can't vet them. Trump calls for a temporary ban. It seems to make sense to people. Does it make sense to you?
No, not at all. I mean, let's remember what he's called for and to sort of break it up. He has said all Muslims should be barred from coming into the United States. All Muslims. Nobel Prize winners, entertainers, sports stars, you name it. The new mayor from London. All Muslims should be barred. Now, when confronted with the new mayor from London, who, as you know, is the first Muslim elected to be mayor of London by the people of London, he says, well, I'll make an exception for him. I mean, the whole approach is just incredibly provocative and wrong-headed. And look what he's done just in the last week. He has attacked our closest ally, Great Britain. He has praised the reckless dictator in North Korea. He has said we should pull out of NATO, our strongest military alliance. He has advocated for more countries having nuclear weapons. That kind of unpredictable, dangerous rhetoric and the policies that he throws out there for whatever hope he has to get people to respond to him make us less likely that we're going to be as effective as we need to be going forward in assuaging the concerns of people that we want to be working with us to deal with this threat.